שר הרפואה שלמה, שר שר חולה ישראל. טוב, בסייע זה ישמע היה. לא אתם בעבור הרב הזאת. You have kids who are not in your family?
We'll buy one.
You have one?
Yes.
So. So there's a mitzvah, which is part of mitzvah tzedakah, which is called mitzvah talva'ah. It's meant to loan things to people. To loan, that's what you're saying, to loan things to people. Not only money.
To lend.
What?
To lend.
What's to loan?
To lend. Halva'ah.
A loan.
Okay.
A loan, you lend, you
now.
Lend a loan.
Now.
Not the loan.
Yeah,
a loan.
A loan.
A loan. So I go like this. Mitzvah min ha-Torah la-alvot kesef o chafatzim le-nitzrachim lahem ben ha-aniyim ben ha-shiyim etem le-yichot ha-mavah ulemeshech ha-zman she-be-pshar-u-to. Okay, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to lend people money or objects that they need. Doesn't make a difference if they're rich or if they're poor. They need something, you have to give it to them if you're able to, for the amount of time that you're able to lend it out to them. Okay? You have a pen that you need all the time in your pocket. So you can't tell them, okay, fine, take the pen and go. Okay? Some people will do that, but yeah, you're not obligated to do that. But if you just ask, if you have to do it's set up. Okay? It could be books. You can lend someone books. You can lend someone all kinds of makshirim. They need a heater. You have an extra heater. You need this and that. It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah d'oraita. Ooh, it's so awesome. Mitzvah d'oraita. Okay? There's a mitzvah to lend your apartment out. Okay? You're going away for Shabbos and your wife doesn't mind. It's a mitzvah. We Baruch Hashem. Every opportunity we have, we try to lend out their apartment. Because we hold that the only reason we're still able to pay rent for so many years is because we lend out their apartment. Okay, otherwise, I don't think I'm worth it while I'm just getting my own apartment to live in. So Hashem gives me the money every month so we can order so we can lend out their apartment and have a orchim. Mitzvah gdola, lend out your car if you're not too scared that the person might...
It's
tempting. Okay. There's laws. We'll see all the laws. Just saying in general, this is the mitzvah. Mitzvah alvah v'ashara gdola mitzvah tzedakah. The mitzvah of lending out, lending out. It's both money and items, right? You say the same words? It's in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, it's two different words. Alvah and hash'ala. Alvah, in Lashon HaKodesh, is you don't have to bring back the same object. For example, you lend out money. It could be lending it out in 50s and getting back in 100s. It could be different bills. Right? No mishana. Okay? Hash'alah is you're getting back the same object. Okay? It's greater than tzedakah. Greater than the mitzvah tzedakah. Okay? Why? Okay? Because when someone gets to a place where he needs already money, for tzedakah, that means everything is already collapsed, his business collapsed, everything collapsed already. You have to understand that the person, if he comes to you for a loan to save his business or to save whatever, okay, you could save him from completely collapsing. That's why usually a loan is to be higher than that. Okay.
So, if halva'ah is something, if you can fix that something, it's not exactly the same thing. You just tell you,
it's a halva'ah. It's a things that you have to bring back exactly the same. Yeah. Halva'ah is things that you have to bring back like what you took.
Okay.
Eggs, you took a kilo of kemach from someone, a kilo of some flour, or sugar, or whatever. It's called halva'ah and hash'alah. Hash'alah is an item that you have to return that.
It's exactly
my item. Right. You can't do halva'ah in a car. Take this car and bring it back to unless it's worth more. Maybe one that. No, not even that. But that could be. The Gemara says that a person wants his own stuff, even if it's worth less.
Sometimes it's a car.
Another reason why halva'ah is higher than tzedakah, lending out is higher than tzedakah, because the person is more embarrassed accepting tzedakah than accepting a loan. Well, we said already before that you can let Ravaush once he gave me a loan. So the Rav, once you bring it back, you don't have to pay it back. So it's a wiser loan. It's a loan, but I don't expect the money back. And he told me, every time you lend out money, don't expect it back. What? Leave me alone. Leave me alone. So, your feelings for Hashem. ראוי ונכון לייסד קופות גמח בכל נקודות יישוב, בני כל המקום, ומקום לפי של קופה זו, כי יכולתם, הייתי כך תחסק בידת החסד. It's the right thing to do, that in every place, every קהילה, every community, city, small city, whatever, should have a גמח, a loan גמח thing, גמח, and all kinds of גמח, for lending out and going out things, lending out things. It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah chesed, and Baruch Hashem, and Eretz Yisrael, I don't know how to look in Chutzal, and Eretz Yisrael. You look into the phone book, Amadrich Haredi, there's a gmach for everything you want. There's a gmach for shoelaces, there's a gmach for Kli Avodah, working, what's it called, the working tools. And there's a gmach for...
We have a Tazberg gmach. Baby bottle gemach.
Okay, and everything. It's a gemach for mother's milk. It's a gemach.
Yeah.
It's a gemach for everything you need. And so it's a big chutz on Yisrael, and it says that it's a mitzvah to have children. To do a gemach. Mitzvah having children. And even if someone has children, it's a mitzvah that you'll have banim. Banim, like you'll be real banim of the Hashem. And not sound that he has a descendant in the world. Halva'a b'shone mitzdaka en ba din shel ad chomesh minchasav. A loan, different than tzedakah, there's no minimum how much you're allowed to lend. Tzedakah, we said, should give up to 20%. Halva'a, a loan, a person can give, there's all his money for it. Okay? You can also give a loan without telling the person, give me back when you have.
Okay? The halakha is that you have to write a note but have a deal.
Salva?
Yeah.
Let's see in a second. Okay. And there's no, if you lend the person 100 times. Okay? Every time you know mitzvah, it's been said, oh, I can't. אין חיוב להלוות רק שבידו כסף זמן לקח, ואין חיוב להלוות מאחרים להלוות אין חיוב להלוות כסף. There's no obligation for you to lend money if you don't have money. Go borrow from someone else and you know to lend. You could do that. You have to do it. It's a big thing if you want. It's awesome. If you're doing a mitzvah, but you're not obligated to go now get a gmach from a $50,000 gmach, we offer you from someone, and then start lending out money to everyone. But no, and chiyuv, does it? Okay. Also, if you know you have a certain amount of money right now, cash in your hand, but you need it for your business, soon they're bringing more supply, you have to say, if you need it for next week, you're not obligated to lend out that money. You have to lend out that money. Someone comes and tells you, you have a loan, you can tell them, no, I don't have a loan. But you need the money for things that you need for the house or whatever. Okay. אסור ללוות שלא לצורך, רק כדי להתעסק או לצריך בכספים דרך הימור או שבדרך כלל מביאים לידי בזבוז או עיבוד מאוד רב. It's asur to take a loan for no reason, for no real reason. For example, you want to take a loan in order to go to Hawaii to do a, what's it called? What's it called? Hawaii called? Mm-hmm. Where they throw the money in the garbage? I don't know, a place where they have these machines. Throw the money in the garbage. Las Vegas, yeah. Throw the money?
Gambling.
Special place where you throw all the money in the garbage. You don't like money, you throw it there. A place like that, no? Go to Yericho, not leave your head there, stop. Okay? Yofi. If someone knows that the person's coming and lending money, borrowing money for all kinds of negative reasons, obviously you can tell them I don't have money for you. I wish I had money for you. I wish you needed money. So, הלווים חפצים ומוצרים מזון משכניהם, הם הראוי שירחו שם מותקנת בעי פרוטות ובעי של אבו, בדרך כלל make that. People who they borrow from their neighbors things, they should write it down and try to bring it back to the Sato, like me, which I have books sitting for years in my house. I don't remember what they're doing for. And those people don't remember who they gave it to, so it's a big bayah. בכל אחד יזהר שלא לבקש בהלוואה דברים שבעלי תקופים לעת כהן, לן להם די לעצר כדי שבקש במצדות המזוק בהלוואה שהוא בגדר אבק גזל. Also, אסור to go and ask from somebody that he needs it. He needs his car. He needs a car every day he goes to work. Now go, do you really need the car today? אסור to do that. It's called אבק גזל, because the person might give in and give it to you. Then he has to, you'll be מצטער, and let's go by buses or whatever. So I'm an example, okay? Some barbaro things which they might need now. It's called avak gezel. It's also called tuda shana matzik lebe'aleha. Things that put me to
the
table.
And then borrow the book to somebody who disappeared. Can't find them.
Okay. Okay. You're not obligated to lend it to neighbors which are known for keeping your stuff. Okay. If you know certain people, certain neighbors which their situation is very tight and they're asking for loans, so you can consider it tzedakah. Tell them, yeah, of course, give you a loan, and then consider it your miser, your tzedakah, whatever you call it. Yeah. And don't expect, don't ask it back.
They think it's a loan, but for you, for your side, it's a loan.
That time, and
then you just come and pay it back.
No.
At this time, they think it's a loan.
It's fine.
You can also, because sometimes you say, well, somebody else paid it back for you, or don't worry.
Yeah, someone came and said, yeah. Okay. Now?
Well, don't have to be.
You look up there. Soon he talks about it. ADM, is there anybody to that soon?
Okay.
He goes in the order. Yeah, of course, Fuchs, come on. He doesn't look any prat.
No.
He's very...
Shouldn't
say Rabutwa. Amen. Seder HaKdima Ba'alva'a. Yeah? In giving loans, there's an order who you give to first. Ha'omed yifnei shtei bakashot al-va'a, ve'em bichotol al-alot el al-achat ne'em. Someone... In front of him, there are two people asking for a loan, and he can't answer both of them, he can't give both of them, he can only give one. يَعْنَى لَبَقَشَاتَ عَنِي يَتَرْ He should give the poorest, the poorer person. They're both poor, give the poorer person.
How did he know? They both say they're poor.
He doesn't say who, how do you know, he just tells you what to do. If you don't know, you don't know, that's what you do. The person tells you, listen, my electricity is going to cut off the electricity, you don't know. He tells you...
You should believe that.
Right?
You should believe him.
Yeah, why not? We ask you to believe and not to believe. Obviously you believe him. If a person comes and says, I really want to learn, I want to go to Uman for Chamash HaKhamashah, so obviously you know he's more needy, right? Yeah. Yeah, what do you need a loan for? He'll give it to you. What do you need?
Are you... it's okay to ask him what they need a loan for?
Yeah. Could you pay it back? It's a normal thing to ask. What do you mean?
You ask him, how are you going to pay it back?
Yeah, how are you going to pay it back? You gotta ask that, yeah. You have a plan, you have something, you have a plan for what are you planning on doing? You get a salary or you're gonna take another loan to get paid back? What are you doing? It's your own money, you have to know what you're doing with. You don't have to know. If you have plenty and you don't care, at the end it doesn't pay, you'll be able to say, sucker, fine, what is it? I did that also once I gave someone 500 shekels, and I understood that he's not planning on paying back. Not because I didn't want, because by the time he has enough, there's a lot of shame. Okay, so I can get it back. Okay.
Did you take it off my sir at some point?
Yeah, that's it. And then when he comes to pay, you tell him, okay. Yeah, someone pays for it a little bit. I do. So. Okay. It doesn't go by your relative. It goes by who's more poor. כן? But of course, you don't have obligated to give to someone if you know you can't pay your bag or if it doesn't bring guarantors. Guarantors. Okay. If you know there's one person who has other ways of taking a loan, and there's another person who doesn't have a way to take a loan, you're his source, obviously you should give the one who doesn't have a place to take a loan from. Yeah, so if it's a poor person or a rich person, obviously who do you give it to? Okay. So it depends. If the poor person is asking for a loan because he wants to go to Oman, he's able to pay it. And the rich person is asking for a loan because he has to pay his debt. Not that he has enough. Right now, you know, he's busy in the business and he doesn't have money nazil. He doesn't have money cash in his hand. And obviously the rich person is more needy than the poor person. Sometimes the rich is more needy than the poor person. If they're both poor, they're the same, they're poor, or they're both rich, they're more or less the same level, then obviously you give your relatives first. Don't promise someone to lend him a certain amount of money or to lend him an object or whatever. It's like a nedel, and he has to do the nedel. He has to keep it. Netinat alvah. How do you do this? Alvah chayevet dinaten miikar adin benochichut edim haroim et bitsu alvah o shechotmim mishtar alvah. Alone has to be given mi'ikar adin, halacha, okay? In front of either two kosher witnesses who see the loan happening, understand that this is a loan, that the woman is giving Shimon tonight a loan, Hashem should give everyone a loan. And again, or if you don't have to do after the 80, or by a shtal written, I took a loan, I'm planning on paying back to B'zat Hashem at this day, the loan happens at this time. You can say to them. Okay? It's going to make a difference if it's your Tamid HaChamin, if it's your father giving you a loan, or you giving your father a loan, especially by family. Do yourself a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Why? How many houses? Mm-hmm. People don't talk to each other. Brothers don't talk to each other because of these things. Misunderstandings and da-da-da-da. Why is that out?
My wife's grandfather was an Abbeit Din. Marrakesh, first in Mogador, after Marrakesh, had a friend, very special friend, like a brother.
Yeah.
Okay? This friend, like a brother, needed a big, big loan, and Rav Eliyahu had the money, part savings, part money in the house, and so on. And he said, we'll give it back in a couple months. 2 months later, he doesn't give it back. 3 months later, what loan?
He forgot.
He refused.
How much money was it?
A lot of money.
Did he write it on paper? Or something?
No, because it was because such a close friend, like brother. But
money is the shochat. Money blinds your eyes.
He made a mistake, and he paid for the mistake dearly. So that's why I'm just saying it to.
There's only one place. There's one.
Emphasize the need, no matter how good a friend it is.
There's one reason where you won't have to do it in front of Adim or not himself. If you're willing to be mevater on the money,
mm-hmm.
You know, you Ramash, with 100%, you don't care, pays, he doesn't pay me. Like, for example, eggs. Your neighbor comes and asks a few eggs, even if he doesn't pay me ever. Apparently. If he takes a tray of eggs, no, I'm not going to hold a grudge against him for the rest of my life. Okay? That's why, I put it aside, you know, up to 100 shekels, apparently, Allah.
It was okay. Enough money that Brent broke.
but if it's the money that you want it back and you're not going to be mochev the person, a fool to give them a loan without writing it down or without having Adin seeing it. Okay? Because it causes the machlokas in the world.
But even in, let's say, in a large amount, if you wanted to
if you make the plan ahead of time and go through, like, okay, you know what, probably this guy is going to bring it back and you use it for mice, and then you have
yeah.
permission, right, to use it then.
Yeah. You said that before when you walked out. You walked in, you walked out.
Not
only
if you made
it tonight? In your heart, you don't have to say it. And no, even if you didn't make it tonight,
right.
If you see a person not saying nothing, so you say, fine, I'm continuing this on my term, and we got no, not a big deal. I did that before, so I got more, and it's better than harassing the person.
I don't understand the point of this kind of time. I mean,
Yisalef divrei tzadikim. The Torah teaches us that there's bribery, and when money is involved, it's even between a father and a son, and two brothers. And malasa, the shochad is a bribe. The money bribes the person's eyes.
That's what I'm talking about.
And that's why the Torah, in order for a person
human
not,
nature.
In order for a person not to be able to obligate himself that I will pay it back, I won't have a way to run away, until it tells me to sign a contract.
I think it's all on people, it's not because of that, because of your affairs, the person will forget, or something like that, but not because perhaps he will take your money and...
Okay, the person will forget, and then you will have a
problem with it. That's what I understand, but not to say no. Can you be liable to say, no, I haven't took a loan from
you?
If it's somebody that you don't know...
Right, it's the last person that I need for them to go.
Your friend, you're somebody that you know,
But you have an example I just gave.
This is the point that I want to say, because the Torah does not awaken, but not even the Torah, the Torah awakes peace and love in the Torah. That's what I'm trying to say, that I think that this is schizophrenia.
It's
human nature. When people, when it's money, people lie, people steal, cheat.
Since there are people who are going to do it, so the Torah tells you, in order to be only shalom in the world, that's why you sign the contract and you continue. Unless you know that you don't care that the person won't be able to pay, sometimes the people can't pay. He can't. He became into a deeper debt or whatever, and he cannot pay. So. Mina kayam yistafek v'lechud adichad. Today, people trust also if one person gives a... Yeah, I can't guarantee, or he sees the loan happen, so come to a seder. Or he can give a loan and take a check which has the amount of money that is a loan without a date, and then if you need, you can cash it.
Did you learn that you give it a loan and hire it to
you? Yeah, we
should
have. מלווה מכיר את הלווה כאדם ישר ויראה שונה של שקר מדיד. If you know your friend, you know he's not going to lie to you. You know, you trust him 100%, and you decide before you give the loan that if for any reason in the world, right, the money will not come back, either because the person continued on to the next world and he didn't write it down so they can't take from the orphan, or because he lost all his money, or he forgot, or he decided to lie, or I don't know what he did to that, whatever reason it is, and you know you'll be 100% forgiving, and you won't go to Beit Din, then you're allowed to give him without anything trusted. Fine, you're allowed to. Okay? But the best thing is to write the Shah, the Zasuk Mat Nefesh, and the Chlal, you know that the whole Choshen Mishpat, the big book, most of it, is because people didn't write contracts, and they didn't clarify things, and I see it in my wife's business in the photography all the time. So much, and people are Yerei Shamayim, such little, he thought this way, and we thought that way, so that's why he's not going to pay. All kinds of crazy details. Not because he's a liar, and not because we're liars, just because he thought that he's signing for this. Everything has to be katuv, right? You know what, I bought an apartment from someone who's Yerei Shamayim, Tzadik Mamash. And I didn't see the apartment before, because Chavaz told me to buy it. I told him, I'm going to go see it. No, you don't have to. Go sign the contract. So I went and signed the contract. When he wrote in the contract, he said, I want in the contract, told the lawyer, that he bought the apartment without seeing it, and he has no complaints about it. But the fact is something that he didn't see or something. Why? Well, what can I? I'm signing a contract. What's to be there? No, everything should be clear. Everything should be clear. When everything is clear, there's no gray area in money. Leave no place for gray area. And if you leave a gray area, leave it for your own fault. For your own tzaddik. If there's gray area, leave it for you. You're willing to lose in that gray area. Okay? Because it's chabad. Because in money issues, divorce money is the number one of divorce in the world, cause of divorce in the world. Money. Okay? In machloka between people, in businesses crashing and falling apart. Emalasot. Nature of human is a kacha. Not everyone is a tzaddiki, not everyone's willing to give up the money. People are very attached. Avedu said that the money is the nefesh of a person. Okay? Someone steals it as if he's killing him, if he went out on the Baal Ishto, Arag et Banav.
What happens? I see also a lot of lawyers do a lot of contracts. At the beginning, when people come together and make an agreement, a deal, something wonderful. No Yet Sahara, nothing like that. We're all excited, expecting.
So when money's involved,
what happens is things change. When things change, so then things change.
Sometimes also, when a person writes a contract, if it's between two people, Yerei Shamayim, write in the contract. If there's any problem in the chozeh, in the contract, You choose together a certain rab who's going to be borel. I did that also with the apartment I was buying. At the end, we had to go to the rab, and whatever the rab said, we agreed. A rab said, we agreed. It wasn't for the best for me. It wasn't best for me either. But that's the law of Paskin. So we found it again. Yo, once you have Malchut Shamayim, Yirat Shamayim, everything is good. It's good to work with people at Yirat Shamayim. It's good to work with people. I tell you, my landlord. I have the same contract from 8 years ago. Same contract. We never signed it again. Every year I change the date. I sign both mine and his. I go to the area with the same piece of paper. You see, I'm the same piece of paper. You see all the years, and I wrote them all. I wrote the contract. Only the first time I signed with him. And every month I go and I pay him. And he trusts me. And I trust him. And also the people I it's not the best thing. The best thing is through the contract. Yeah. I'm saying, of course you can work with people also with honesty and everything, but it's much better to write things down. Pachot bayot, pachot balagan. Much better. So, Zman ha-Pera'on. Okay. Payback. By the way, I had other tenants that lived and they stole me money. They left without paying all the money. I didn't give up on them. They're very poor people, man. Zman ha-Pera'on, the time of payback. Amalve kesef echavero, someone who lends and spends money. V'lo nikba zman ha-Pera'on ha-chov, and there's no time when you have to pay him back. And there's no makom kavua. The Gemara says, Stam alva'a l'shkoi shimyon. A loan is normally, if there's no normal way in this place to lend, it's 30 days. And after 30 days, a person can go and demand his money. For 30 days, no. Okay. If a person signed a contract, he lent some money, and it said there, and that the lender is able to take his money whenever he wants. An hour later, he comes and says, I need my money back. Yeah, he has all the rights in the world. Obviously, if there's a certain date, the lender cannot go and demand the money and, earlier than that. It's not a, he's not fired at 42. Oh, he's wearing the Havata. So.
Tomorrow, you will do the next day. A lot of the lenders can do, like, you know,
have
to stand out the guy's door.
Yeah, all those things. Right. Yeah. So,